I'm here with Ian Petrie, a journalism professor and former CBC journalist. He is one of the presenters at the Canadian Farm Writers Federation's annual conference presenting Dish the Video Dirt. So Ian, tell me about your presentation.
Well, as we know, journalists, even former print journalists, everybody has to be a kind of Swiss Army knife now, right? You have to be able to do it all. You have to be able to do some radio, as we're doing. You have to be able to do some video. You have to put stuff on the web. And you have to be a great writer. So this is the kind of world that journalists are living in. And I think so much of the video that I see online, I think could be a little bit better. If journalists take a little bit more time to think things through, upgrade their equipment a little bit, carry a tripod, try to have something that can capture some sound, to be a little bit more creative in terms of how they're doing, I think video can be improved. I think publishers and editors, many of whom are, you know, older, but they've become convinced that this is where the money is, that if you've got to draw eyeballs to web pages, and the only way you can get people to web pages is if there's video there. I think we have to go through a bit of a revolution in terms of understanding what makes a good video story. It's not that every story should have video with it. There are some stories that really benefit from video. There are some interviews that benefit from video and be there. So I think we have to evolve a bit and think a little harder, I guess, about the role that video is playing. But given that everybody is demanding it, I guess I'm hoping that the few skills and a couple of tips that I can offer can make it a little bit easier for people.
So what would your top three tips to journalists be for adding video to their reporting?
I would say that one of the things I'm going to I challenge people is to say, everybody is essentially a video journalist now. Anybody with a smartphone and access to the internet can shoot video and put it out there for people to see. This is so different than even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when I first got involved in television. You know, you needed a $100,000 camera, a $500,000 editing suite, a $10 million transmitter, and hope that somebody would turn their television on. Now everybody's a video journalist. So the question for us as professionals is, how can we distinguish our work as being better and different? I think there's essentially three things I think that people need to think about. One are steady shots. I mean, so much of the video that people do with their smartphone, let's say, is they stand, they hold it up, and they kind of move it around. It's a little bit shaky. I think carrying a small tripod and getting steady shots will distinguish your work. Sound. This is, to me, the great unknown to most people that shoot video. If you look at the video that you do find interesting, it very, very often has good sound in it. And it's not that difficult to collect some sound and add it to your video when you're editing the piece together. So I think good sound can do it. The other thing is the mix of shots. The interesting shots that we take are the close-ups and the mediums. We all walk into a room and we see what we see as human beings, that big wide shot. We always get that shot. That's not the hard one. The more difficult one, and the one that's a bit intrusive, the one that takes a little bit more thinking, is getting a little closer, getting a medium shot, getting a shot of someone's hands as they are doing an interview. All of these small shots that take some effort, take some thinking, but when you go to edit the piece together, make it way more interesting.
And why would you say that it's important for journalists to learn these skills?
Because I think we want people to look at the work that journalists are doing, particularly farm journalists. You know, with the kind of urbanization of Canada, I think farm journalists have an incredibly important role of keeping what's going on the farm in front of people. And if we churn out, video and stories of just sort of a wide shot of a combine going through a field, it just won't mean anything to people. If we can show a shot of a combine and some close-ups and the farmer operating the steering wheel and interviewing the farmer while he's combining, you know, work a little harder at making these videos interesting, I'm hoping that people will pay more attention and be more aware of what's going on.
That's great. Thanks.
You're welcome.